Sunday morning shiur. In terms of scheduling, hopefully we will have Rav Sacks here starting with May 8th. That's the week after Pesach for 3 weeks thereafter. We will post it on the net and mailing will go out on it. This morning shiur, the topic is Yonei Pesach. The sponsor for this morning shiur are Marilyn and Joey Bench in memory of Joey's father, David Aryeh ben Reb Yosef HaKohen Bench, B'chavad Gadol Rav Sacks.
Various points throughout the Seder night, we're obligated to eat matzah. At the time of Motzi Matzah, later when it comes to Korech, and of course at the conclusion of the Seder, for the mitzvah of Afikomen. Although it is clear that Korech is considered to be a Zeich LeMikdash Kehillel, you find a fundamental machlokes Rishonim as far as the Mikra mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Do we assume that that is the Kazayis Rishon, the first Kazayis that one eats at the time of Motzi Matzah? Or should one assume that no, that the Ikar Mitzvah, or as Rashi writes, the matzah which is eaten the Shem Chova, is referring to that of the Afikomen. The Mishnah tells us in the very end of Pesachim, Kufyotes and Mabeis, Ein Maftir Nachra Pesach Afikomen, the need to have Tam Matzah Bepiv, and there Rashi, Rashbam, and Tosus discuss which is considered to be the Ikar Mitzvah of matzah throughout the Seder night. Tosus begins on Daf Kuf Chaf Mar Aleph with the following. Of course, we recite the bracha before the initial kazayis. And can that serve in some sense as an indicator that that must be the Ikar Mitzvah? So Tosus writes that if you indeed assume that the mitzvah of matzah is fulfilled with the first kazayis, we understand very well why the Berchas HaMitzvah is recited at that particular time. But if you should maintain that Afikomen is considered to be the Ikar Mitzvah, why is it that the Berchas HaMitzvah is recited earlier in the Seder? I understand the Berchas HaNenin, obviously that must be recited prior to the first Achila, but what about the Berchas HaMitzvah? So Tosus comments that irrespective of whether the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah is Kazayis Rishon, Kazayis Achron, everyone agrees that Berchas HaMitzvah is recited initially, because after all, la'achar shemalei kreisei meno, chozer u'mevarech aleha. Literally, after a person who has already filled himself with the matzah, can you then later recite the Berchas HaMitzvah? Certainly not. And therefore, Tosus writes, independent of which is the Ikar Mitzvah of matzah, the Berchas HaMitzvah is recited before the Achila HaRishon. This concept that Tosus mentions, La'achar shemilei kreisim, and the application of Tosus to the Kazayis Rishon, as opposed to Afikomen, is found, of course, in the Gemara in a very different context. The Gemara Psachim, Daf Kuf Yudal Mabeis Kuf Tezvav Mar Aleph, discusses the following, that of course, early in the Seder we eat the Karpas, much later, the Achilas Maror. What happens if a person only has Chasa? He doesn't have something else to use for karpas, and therefore it's necessary to utilize the maror at that time in the Seder. What does he do when it comes to the bracha? Rav Huna maintains that split the brachos exactly as we do. The Berchas HaNenin, that is recited before the karpas, the Borei Pri Adama. However, the Berchas HaMitzvah of Al Achilas Maror, that should only be recited later. And therefore, Rav Huna maintains, even if a person is using maror for karpas as well, the first bracha is recited initially, the Berchas HaMitzvah only when a person reaches maror. And to this, Rav Chisda disagrees. Rav Chisda comments that even though normally, of course, that's what we do, but in this particular case, he's eating maror early in the Seder, and the Berchas HaMitzvah will only be much later, la'achar shemilei kreisa hemenu chozer mevarech aleha. After literally you have filled yourself up with the maror, then you're going to recite the Berchas HaMitzvah. And therefore, under these circumstances, Rav Chisda writes, we have no choice but to recite both brachos, Birchas Hanenin as well as Birchas HaMitzvah before the Achilas Karpas. In fact, Tosus raises in Psachim of Kuftes Vav a kasha based on the sugi against the shita of Rav Yosef Tuvelim. We've discussed in the past. The Gemara tells us, of course, that enos and mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. And that means that a person cannot fulfill two different mitzvos on one cheftzusho mitzvah. Rav Yosef Tuvelim extends this principle and maintains that it's inappropriate to recite two different brachos on a single cheftzusho mitzvah. One of the kashas that Tosus raises is exactly this case. If a person does not have something else to use for karpas, then he will utilize the marar, and two brachos, in fact, are recited. So apparently you see that there is nothing wrong with multiple brachos on a single cheftzusho mitzvah. But this is the original context of the sugya regarding this principle of la'achar shemile kresa. So the Gemara applies it when it comes to karpas and marar. Tosus extends it to the case of the Kazayis Rishon and the Kazayis Achron. So Tosus raises the suffix, Kuchafim and Aleph, what is the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah? If it's Kazayis Rishon, we certainly understand the Birchas HaMitzvah at that time, but even if you assume it is indeed the Afikoman, nonetheless, still the Birchas HaMitzvah must be recited earlier, based on this principle of La'achar Shemile Kreisa. This Chiddush that Tosus mentions is also found in Rashi and in the Rashbam, in Psachim and Daf Kuf Yates Amud Beis. Rashi assumes that the matzah which is eaten L'Shem Chova is indeed Vafikomen. And therefore Rashi questions, how is it that the bracha is recited initially before Achilas Matzah? And here you find two different girsos in Rashi. The original girsa, which in our Gemara is placed in parentheses, is the following, that nonetheless you recite the bracha kodam achila harishona, hoil uba l'shem chova. That's the original girsa of Rashi. What's the obvious difficulty? Rashi just explained that the main mitzvah of matzah, which is bal l'shem chova, is vafikomen. So therefore, how is it that you recite the bracha on the Kazayis Rishon, that earlier girsa, hoil u vav l'shem chova? So in our Gemara is the word hoil, and the vav is placed in parentheses. In brackets you have af al pi she'ena vav l'shem chova. The first Kazayis is not vav l'shem chova. And the reason that we recite the bracha is, as Tosus writes, La'achar shemile kresa. So again, Rashi maintains that the matzah which is bal l'shem chova is indeed afikomen. How is it possible to recite the bracha earlier based on la'achar shemile kresa in two different kirsos in Rashi? Tosus extends this principle of la'achar shemile kresa to a third case as well. And this is the Tosus himself in Adab Kuf Tezvav Amar Aleph. Regarding the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar, we know the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah we sound the tofa in two very different stages, the Tekiyos Demiyusha followed by the Tekiyos Demiyumad. Tosus there creates the following parallel. Why is it that we sound the shofar for Tekiyos Demiyumad? That is, of course, the Tekiyos Al Seder HaBrachos. What is the purpose of the earlier Tekiyos? Tosus writes that is Kedei La'arvev Es HaSatan. So Tosus raises then the obvious question. In terms of the Birchas HaMitzvah, why is it that the Birchas HaMitzvah is recited initially if the purpose of those tkios is merely La'arvev Es HaSatan? If the Iker Mitzvah Shofar is the Tkiyah Shofar Al Seder HaBrachos. And with that, Tosus answers a third application, La'achar Shemile Kreso. It's inappropriate that a person will now do a Maisa HaMitzvah and then only recite the Bracha afterwards. The Berchas HaMitzvah must be over L'Asiyasan. And just as the Gemara states this when it comes to Korech and Maror, just as the Gemara says this when it comes to the Kazayis Rishon Achron, Tosus explains, the same is true Hu HaDinami when it comes to Tkiyos Demiyushav, Tkiyos Demiyumad, and therefore the Bracha of Lishma Kol Shofar is recited initially before the Tkiyos Demiyusha. Those are the three applications of this principle of La'achar Shemile Kreso. Good? The difficulty, of course, is the following. First, this view of the Rashbam. The Rashbam maintains, as we mentioned, Rashi Shita, the one day in Tosas, that the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah, of course, is V'achila Sapi Komen, that is Nechal Al Hasova, that is Dumya, the Korban Pesach. The difficulty then is the following. And what about the very opening Mishnah in Arvei Psachim, the Sugyim Psachim Adav, Sadi Tesam Adbeis? We know that the Mishnah tells us that already on Erev Pesach, a person is not allowed to be Koveya Suda. Why is that true? Because after all, the Gemara tells us Mishum Chiyuva Dematzah. The Gemara explains that even according to Rabbi Yossi, that in principle would allow a person to be Koveya Suda generally on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Yantiv. This is true when it comes to Shabbos or other Yamin Tovim. Not true when it comes to Erev Pesach, because Chiyuva Dematzah. What exactly does this mean, Chiyuva Dematzah? The Rashbam explains, after all, matzah must be eaten L'Teyavon. It is something Shelo Yehi Nechal Al Asova. The Torah tells us, Berav Toch L'Matzos. And therefore we must make sure that a person will be able to consume the matzah L'Teyavon, and therefore it's inappropriate for a person to be Koveya Suda already on Erev Pesach Samur. L'Chashecha. The obvious question. The Rashbam is the one who maintains that the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah is Afikoman. And here, the Gemara says, Mishum Chiyuva D'Matzah, which means the Masa must be eaten L'Teyavon. If one would maintain, as that view in Tosas Ashita, that the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah is indeed the Kazayis Rishon, we understand, as the Gemara tells us, Chiyuva D'Matzah, Matzah L'Teyavon. But if this is not the case, if the Ikar Mitzvah is Afikoman, and that is Nechal Al Hasova, how is it that the Gemara writes, Mishum Chiyuva D'Matzah, there is an Isra of Kviyas Asuda, and the Rashbam there explains that Matzah should indeed be eaten, L'Teyavon. It's interesting regarding the Rambam Shita. What does the Rambam hold in this issue? Kazayis Rishon, or is it the Kazayis Achron? The Aruch HaShulchan has the following diuk in the Rambam, which seems to be somewhat difficult. The Aruch HaShulchan maintains that the Rambam Shita as well is that the Afikoman is considered to be the Ikar Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Which Rambam? Aruch HaShulchan writes, the Rambam Perches Halachates discusses Achilas Afikoman. The Rambam refers you to what the Mishnah tells us of Ein Matir Nachra Pesach Afikoman, the need to have Tam Matzah Bepiv. And therefore, the Achila Achrona is the Achila Sapesach or the Achila Matzah, and the Rambam concludes, Shachilasan hi HaMitzvah. Those three words, Achilasan hi HaMitzvah, Aruch HaShulchan uses to suggest that the Rambam Shita is, that is the Ikar Mitzvah of Achila Matzah, similar to the Shita of Rashi, similar to that of the Rashbam. The Chor of this Diuk is difficult in the following sense. It's true that the Rambam does write, this is the case. The Rambam is mentioned Perches Halachates of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. But if you look earlier in the Rambam, it seems very clear that the Kazayis Rishon is the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah. The Gemara describes in Sachim Dav Kuf Ches Amud Aleph the obligation of Heseva. When exactly is Heseva necessary? The Gemara tells us clearly, Heseva is needed when it comes to the Mitzvah of Matzah, and a seba also is required when it comes to dalar kosos. The Gemara quotes the Chiddush of Rav Nachman that two of the four kosos require a seba. The Gemara continues and raises the suffix as to whether Rav Nachman is referring to the first two kosos or the last two kosos. The Gemara concludes, Hol vitzmarachi vitzmarachi, idi v'idi by haseba. Haseba is required for all of the dalar kosos. Matzah absolutely requires haseba. Tosos writes in Sachem Kuches, what does this mean? The initial matzah, that requires haseba, as well as the afikoman, that requires a seba as well. And indeed, a machlokas rishonim, if a person should eat the matzah without a seba, b'dieved, is he yotze or is he not yotze? When it comes to the first kazayis, if a person leaves out a seba, will insist that the person eat again, b'seba. When it comes to the case of afikoman, that is unclear. There's an apparent stira in the Mishnah Berurah. If a person will consume the afikoman, b'li haseba, Does the person eat an additional afikoman, or does he not? The Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafayin Beis that a person does not do so. After all, are you allowed to eat after the afikoman? It's a chomer which is asid deikula. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's inappropriate to have another kazayis of matzah la'achar afikoman. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Tafayin Beis. The Mishnah Berurah in Tafayin Zayin seems to contradict. There the Mishnah Berurah writes the following, that in principle, if a person ate the afikoman without his seiba, he should eat an additional afikoman. But the Mishnah Berurah writes the following caveat, if achilasan kosholov, if it's hard for a person to do so, then there's the possibility of reliance on the other Rishonim that his seiba is not absolutely vital, and even without that, you are yotzei. An interesting steer in Mishnah Berurah regarding the case of Haseba. There's a fascinating Kiddush of Shulchan Aruch Rav, where Shulchan Aruch Rav writes the following, Ein matir nachra pesach afikomen, to ensure that you have tam matzah v'piv. Even if a person ate the afikomen already, he'll eat another afikomen, that is the same tam matzah v'piv, and in such a case there's no iser of achilas matzah la'achar afikomen, because after all it is all the same tam matzah. But a fascinating chiddush in Poskim, that already is the point of view of Tosus that haseib is necessary for afikomen as well. What is the shitas Rambam? When the Rambam mentions the halacha of haseiba, in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes the following, that haseib is required mikra hadin when it comes to the single kazayas of matzah and dalar kosas. And then the Rambam continues and writes the following, that even though this is true minimally, ideally the Rambam writes, as a mitzvah mubchar, a reza meshubach, a person should engage in a seba even for shar, achila, and shtia. The entire suba should be enveloped with heseba. After all, if part of the concept of heseba is, as the Rambam writes, that chayav adam leharos es atzmo, that a person demonstrates that he is a ben chorin, so therefore not limited to merely the kazayis matzah dal kosos, but ideally it should apply throughout the entire achila. But clearly, tier one in the Rambam. When the Rambam tells us minimally what is required for a seiba, the Rambam writes the single kazayis and dal kosos. That Rambam is clearly referring to the kazayis rishon. The Rambam is not even mentioned at all the afikomen. You get to the next parak, parakhes alachates. The Rambam describes afikomen, the loch of Zechel Karban Pesach. The Rambam does not mention his seiba when it comes to afikomen at all. Bashav Shad, according to the Rambam, as that view in Tosos, the Ikar Mitzvah Achilas Matzah is indeed the Kazayas Rishon. That's where his seiba is necessary. Afikomen is the Zechel Karban Pesach, where his seiba should be done just as a seiba is done throughout the entire Suda. But Poshub Shat, the sheet of the Rambam, is that day in Tosus, and that is the Achila HaRishona that is considered to be the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah. So again, Machlokas Rishonim. What is the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah, Kazayus Rishon? Is it Afikomen? And so for that difficulty in the Rashbam. Then how is it the Rashbam understands that on the one hand, Afikomen is the Iker Mitzvah's Matzah, Nechla Sova. On the other hand, the reason for the Yisra Achilim Ibod Yom is because the Kazayis Rishon must be eaten L'Teyavo. A similar question can be raised even regarding the further application of Tosos of Tkiyah Shofar. If indeed that the Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar essentially are the Tkiyah Shofar Al Seder HaBrachos, so why is it that Tosos explains that the Berachas HaMitzvah is recited earlier before the Tkiyos D'Miyushav? What is Tosos' answer? La'achar Shemilei Kreiso. You're going to hear the shofar now and then defer the bracha to later. That you can't do. Just as the Gemara writes us when it comes to Karpas and Morar, and Tosos applies it to Kazayis Rishon, Kazayis Achron. The same is true when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar as well. So therefore it seems clear from Tosos that the Iker Tkiyos are the tkiyos which are Al Seder HaBrachos. Chazanish raises the following difficulty. If you look in the lengthy Tosos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, their Tosos is bothered by the following problem. Our minhag is that when it comes to Malchios, Zichros, and Shofros, we blow various combinations. We blow a Tkiyah Shvarm Shuvah Tkiyah followed by Yitzkiya Shvamtkiya, followed by Yitzkiya Trutkiya, for Malchias, for Zichronos, and for Shofros. So therefore, every possibility of the Trua is sounded for Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros as well. Tosos was bothered because that was not true of the early Minhag. They used to blow different kolos for Malchios, then for Zichronos, then for Shofros. For example, Tosos quotes the minhag that for Malchios they would blow Tkia Shvam Shvur Tkia, and that's it. And for the next kolos they used to blow Tkia Shvam Tkia, and that's it. And then finally for Shofros, Tkia Shvur Tkia. So Tosos raises the obvious difficulty that whatever the Torah envisioned by the Trua, Miman of Shofa person, is not Yotzei. If what the Torah intended was a Shvarim Shrua, you only blew that for Malchios, you didn't sound that for Zichros and Shofros. So how can you blow different kolos? After all, you are not blowing properly Al Seder HaBrachos. That is the kasha that Tosus raises. And indeed, Tosus explains, therefore, Rabbeinu Tam instituted to blow Tkia Shvarim Shrua Tkia for Malchios, for Zichronos, and for Shofros, based on a great Kiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that a kol acher, an unnecessary, superfluous kol, is not considered to be a hefsek b'dieved. So by blowing tkia shvarim shrua tkia, you're yotzei all possibilities. Because even if what the Torah intended was the shvarim alone, or the true alone, that in fact you blew, even if what was done was tkia shvarim shrua tkia. But that's Tosos discussion. How can you blow differently for Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros? You're not yotzei the mitzvah. One possibility that Tosfos does not mention is the sheet of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon maintains that all the Torah insists on in Shrua is a broken sound. And technically speaking, one could be able to say whether it's a Shvarim Shrua, whether it's a Shvarim, or whether it's a Shrua, for the sake of uniformity. That all of Klal Yisrael should be fulfilling the mitzvah in the same fashion. So therefore, Rabbi Aval instituted all the possible combinations. However, technically speaking, one is Yotzei with a Shvarim Shrua, or a Shvarim, or a Trua, and that's why it's possible to have different representations throughout the Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. The Tosos does not assume that view. Tosos says that Miman of Shochi would not be Yotzei, and therefore the difficulty. How can you blow the different kolos for Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros? So one of the answers that Tosos puts forth is the following, that realize that we already fulfilled the mitzvah shofa during the tkios, the miyushav. And there we blew all possibilities, 30 kolos. Therefore, the mitzvah shofa was already fulfilled. All that remains is the added cue of tkia shofa al seder habrachos. For that, a minimal amount of kolos is necessary. And that's why we can blow different kolos from Malchios, Itzkiya Shvam Shrua Tzkiya, and blow differently for Zichronos and for Shofros. Isn't that a steer within the Sheet of Tosos? The Tosos writes in Rosh Hashanah and Daf, Lamed Gimel Beis, that one was already Mekayim the Mitzvah during the Tzkiyos to Miyushav, and therefore for this secondary Kiyum, all that is necessary are various Tzkiyos. And yet, Tosos raised the issue of Sachim Kufta as well. How is it possible to recite the bracha before the Tkiyos to Misha? And Tosos answers, Lachar Shemine Kreiso, indicating that the Ikar, the significant aspect of the mitzvah is Tkiyos to Miyuma, and the Tkiyos to Misha are merely Kedei La'aviv Esasatam, and the only reason the bracha is recited then is comparable to our cases of Kazayis Rishon, Kazayis Achron, or the Gemara's case of Karpas and Murr. How do you understand this application of this principle of La'achar Shemile Kreisalaha Chozer Mavarakina? How is that possible? Pashim Shat as follows. That concept of La'achar Shemile Kreisalaha, a person has to use for Karpas what normally be used for Murr. A person has the Kazayis Risham followed by Kazayis Akram. Tkiyos de Miyusha for the purpose of La'arvesa Satan. What exactly does that mean? That initial act of Tkiya Shofar, or the initial act of Achilas Matzah, the initial Achilas Morar, is only a Dvar Rishus. You mean to argue that the mitzvah really only commences with the Tkiyos de Miyumav, or with the Kazayis Achron, or with Achilas Morar toward the end of the Seder? And that which precedes is merely a Dvar Rishus? Certainly that cannot be. No? If that's true, how would that solve the problem? How is it that the Birchas HaMitzvah would be chal? Obviously, even if indeed the reason that we sound the shofar earlier is La'arves HaSatan, or if the reason, for example, that we're eating Mara now is because we really have no choice, we don't have anything else for Karpas, but nonetheless, certainly one must argue that that is called a Tkiya Shal Mitzvah, that is called Achila Shal Mitzvah, if merely it would be a Dvar Rishus, so how is it that one can recite the Birchas HaMitzvah at that particular time? So even if one should assume that nonetheless the later tkios or the later achila is considered to be mikar hamitzvah, but nonetheless it is clear that the nishal achila or the nishal tkios are certainly considered to be a chelek min hamitzvah, and certainly that is bichlal hamitzvah, and certainly that is possible. Let's say sidei chavaso. It is not just simply a dvar reshus. It's invested with the character, clearly, of a mitzvah. If that's true, if a person already has eaten mara, or a person has already heard shofar, a person has already eaten matzah, then how is it possible that subsequently, then a person will hear the shofar again, subsequently a person will eat the kazayis of afikomen, a person will again eat mara, if a person was already yotzi de chavaso, how is it possible then to subsequently fulfill the mitzvah of Mulchar? Apparently that is the Kiddush of La'achar Shemilei Kresa. Meaning as follows, that it is not that the original act of mitzvah is merely deemed an achila or tkiyah shel reshus. The mitzvah was fulfilled at that particular time clearly. What is the Kiddush of La'achar Shemilei Kresa? The following. That even if a person is already yotzi de'chavaso, with the initial tkios, with the initial achila, nonetheless, a person is afforded the opportunity to eat again, to have additional tkilos, more matzah, more rara, in order to gain the mitzvah l'mochar, in order to gain the matzah, which is nechalasova, in order to gain the additional kiyum of tkios alseder habrachos, in order to gain the matzah samir machlu, not eating mara initially, but rather the yitziyah sidei chovas mara le'achar hamatzah. The chiddush is not that the initial afil is a dvar reshus, but rather, despite the fact that already kvar yatziyah de chovaso, a person can subsequently repeat the ma'isa mitzvah in order to gain the additional kiyum as a mitzvah min hamulchar. And that, in fact, is this kiddush of La'achar Shemilei Kreiso. In this context, Rav Asher Weiss raised the following kasha. Is this against the kiddush of Reb Chaim, expanded by the Briskera? Reb Chaim describes the following model. Let's assume, for example, a person has two esrogim. One esrog, which is Vadai Kosher. However, it's not Mehudar. Another esrog, its appearance is beautiful. If it's kosher, it certainly is mehudar. What's the problem? Perhaps it's murkav. It's a safek. I don't know whether indeed it's a proper esrog or whether it's not. So you have one esrog which is mehudar. However, I'm not sure whether it's a kosher esrog. Other which is vadai kosher eina mehudar. You don't have to pick one over the other. Take both. The question is, which one should you take first? Perhaps at first glance, a person would argue, take the one which is Vadai Kosher first, fulfill the mitzvah, and then you can move on to seeing to it that you'll fulfill the mitzvah both in Hamahudar. Reb Chaim argued that's not true. If a person will take the esrog which is Vadai Kosher first, the mitzvah was already fulfilled. And even if a moment later he will take the esrog which is Mahudar, did he fulfill the mitzvah of Ulekachta Machem Bofen Hamahudar? He fulfilled the mitzvah slakicha with the first mice and atila, with the first lulav and esrog, and therefore, even if subsequently he'll take one which is more beautiful, there is no added kiyum at all. If a person was unsure whether he's yotze, of course be notal again. But if a person was vada yotze, can one now fulfill the element of hidra mitzvah? That's the issue the Briskera discusses when it comes to Ner Chanukah. If a person was absolutely yotzi the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, can you now subsequently fulfill the mitzvah of Mahadrin or Mahadrin min HaMahadrin? If a person fulfilled the mitzvah of milah, minimally remove that foreskin that sits in makvenes amilah, is it possible later to fulfill the kiyum of hidra mitzvah? Perhaps that is no longer an option. Once faryatsi yedei chovaso, so in such a case, there's no longer a kiyum of hidra mitzvah. Is this against this explanation of la'achar shemilei kreiso? To maintain that the first kios, the first achila, is achilas harashus, is very difficult. How then can the bracha be chal? Obviously, that is called an achilas shamitzvah. But if that's true, faryatsi yedei chovaso, how then do I gain the added kiyum of nechal asova? How do I gain the added kiyum of mara, the added kiyum of tkiyos seder abrachos? If the chiddush of la'achar shemilei kreiso is despite the fact that one was already yotze, there is still recourse to fulfill the mitzvah b'shlemusa as a mitzvah namuchar. So in such a case, how then would this fit with that chiddush of Rav Chaim? Here one could suggest various possibilities. Possibly number one, l'chor, is the following. That maybe one can distinguish between hider mitzvah as opposed to these other examples of nechal asova or tkios dimiyumad. Hinder mitzvah is a mitzvah klalis. That's a mitzvah in broad strokes, which is not limited to a particular mitzvah. Perhaps one could argue as follows. If you're dealing with the broader kiyum of hinder mitzvah, perhaps that is definitely the truth. That once a person was already yatzid el chavasa, one cannot separate that maisa mitzvah from the kiyum of hider mitzvah. Here we are not dealing with a secondary mitzvah klali, such as hider mitzvah, zekev anveil. Here we're dealing with the prote ha-mitzvah, chelek min ha-mitzvah. Here we're dealing with the details within, not without, the structure of the mitzvah. Perhaps when it comes to those aspects of chelkei ha-mitzvah, those dinim ha-mesuyamim that relate this mitzvah in particular, perhaps then one could argue there is certainly recourse to subsequently fulfill the mitzvah min ha-mochar. The halach of tkiya shofar seder ha-brachos is made dine shofar. It is part inherently of the mitzvah shofar. And therefore, in such a case, one understands very simply, while it is possible as of yet, you are yotze the mitzvah, but then subsequently to fulfill the mitzvah, bishleimusa, as a mitzvah namuchar. Perhaps it is only in cases such as hidra mitzvah, where Reb Chaim would maintain that that is not true, not when it comes to these other examples. One could suggest a further distinction, however. Let me begin with the Kash of Tosus in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin, where Tosus is bothered by the following. If all that is necessary is to eat a single kezayis of matzah, or if all that is necessary is mida'ad be'nafik be, to take the dalet minim and then to put them down, if all that is necessary is to have minimally 9 kolos, so therefore tosis is kasha, shouldn't it be a violation of bal tosif to blow so many kolos, to have so many netilos, teach so many kezayisim? Isn't this going above and beyond what the Torah mandates? Why isn't this an isser of bal tosif? That is Tosus's kasha. Tosus suggests the following chiddush, that bal tosif means when a person adds to the very fabric, adds inherently to the gufo shel mitzvah. In all these cases, what am I doing? Repetition. Tosus writes, asiyas mitzvah pamayim is not considered to be bal tosif. All I'm doing is repeating the Maisa Mitzvah, repeating the Netila, more Kolos, more Kazesim. That is not considered to be Bal Tosif at all. If you look in the Rashba writes a different Teretz. The Rashba writes, well, we've discussed at length in the past, there's a Halach of Los Asur, a Mitzvah Lishmoa, the Divrei Chachamim. By very definition, if the Chachamim instruct us that one must perform the Mitzvah in this given way, Mitzvah Shmo Divrei Chachamim, that is not considered to be Bal Tosif in any shape or form. That's the Teretz the Rashba gives. A beautiful Teretz. The Rashba goes on, however, with the following difficulty. The Rashba says, just as the following. Let's assume, for example, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos. We're not Tokeh B'Shofar, we're not Notel Dalid Minim. Isn't that an Isra of Bal Tigra? The Rashba writes, just as The Chachamim can tell us not to do so, and therefore it's not an Isra Baltigra. The Chachamim can instruct us to do so, and it's not an Isra Baltosif. That model, that Mashal, the Rashba, is a very great Chiddush. Adding to the mitzvah, I understand, that potentially could be called Baltosif. Failing to fulfill a mitzvah, not being Tokei B'Shofar, not being Nota Dalin Minim, that's an Isra of Baltigra. We always assume that Baltigra means performing a mitzvah in a deficient way. Performance of a mitzvah, big around. Failing to fulfill a mitzvah, say, is an iser daraisa alav of Baltigra. A very great chiddush in the Rash. Maybe call it earlier shiurim. We suggested an answer to this chiddush of the Rashba Shita. And that's what the Rashba writes. The Chachamim mandate, by definition, that is not called Baltosif. So Tosus writes Asiyas Mitzvah Pamayim. The Rashba writes Mitzvah Yishmol Devrei Chachamim. Now a third possibility. This possibility is found in various forms. It's found in the Levush, in Hilchos Shofar. It is found in the Merom Eisad of the Netziv, right, in Rosh Hashanah Dav Tezayin. This is found in Maharal and Gvuras Hashem and Perek Memches. The following fascinating Kiddush. This is what the Mempesim discusses in the context of Baltosif and Tefillin Dalid. In all these cases, the Torah tells us Yom Shu Yelochem, the Torah tells us Be'erev Tov L'Matzos, the Torah tells us U'lekachtem Lochem. You know what it sounds like from the Pesukim? Yom Shu Yelochem. The day of Rosh Hashanah should be one which is invested with Tkiya Shofar. When the Gemara tells us if you blow minimally 9 kolos or yotzei, true. If you'll ask me what is the minimum shiur, I will tell you to have 9 kolos. But ideally, in the more optimal form, Yom Shu Yelachem. Yom Shu means really 9 kolos. The Torah tells us Be'erev Tov L'Matzos. Be'erev Tov L'Matzos sounds like that the Lel HaSeder should be filled with Achilas Matzah. Be'erev Tov L'Matzos. If you'll push me against the wall and you ask me what is the minimum shiur daraisa, I'll tell you, but maximally, Be'erev Tov L'Matzos. U'lekach demachem b'yom rishon. Shrew, the Gemara writes of Sechem Dav Zayin, midag v'inafik be. You pick it up, you put it down, you're yotzei. But that's what the Torah envisioned, u'lekach demachem b'yom. 1 second, the person will be makayim the mitzvah. The day should be filled. For example, Anshei Yerushalayim. The entire day they would carry the Dalet Minim with them. All these cases, the chiyuv is an open-ended one. Minimally a single kazayis, minimally tisha kolos, minimally midad bein afik be. But what is the chiddush? That whatever a person will do above and beyond is not only not a shayva baltosif. That is all bichlal ha-mitzvah. It is not just simply that the mitzvah's matzah is the initial kazayis, and everything else is a shayla baltosif. Everything else is bichlal ha-mitzvah of Be'erev Tov L'Matzos. The Maharal writes this chiddush as mentioned, Vuras Hashem Perek Menches. Maharal concludes V'chein Hirish HaRambam. And this is what the Rambam writes as well. Which Rambam the Maharal was referring to is not so simple. Where does the Rambam write this chiddush? The obvious choice is the Rambam that relates to the theme, the context of this Maharal. Maharal is discussing Haseba. Even though minimally, Haseba is only necessary for the Kazayis of Matzah, but Maharal writes this Kiddush. But maximally, Haseba should be done for each and every Kazayis of Matzah. For after all, every Kazayis that one eats is considered to be an Achila Shel Mitzvah, and therefore Haseba should not be limited to a single Kazayis, but it should apply to everything, every kazayis a person eats. That's the chiddush of Maharal. Maharal concludes the chen pirush Rambam. Which Rambam? The Rambam of Haseba. So as mentioned, when you look at that Rambam, Perek Zayin Halachaches, Haseba, the Rambam does write that Haseba should envelop the entire achila, but there it's clear the Rambam is not dealing with this chiddush that the Maharal suggests. There, as you mentioned a few moments ago, the Rambam writes that a Haseba is necessary nikar hadin for a single kazayis and for dalet kolos. Then the Rambam goes on to the second tier, and that is that Haseba should be done throughout all achila and shtiyah. The Rambam does not limit it to achilas matzah. The Rambam assumes that if the purpose of a seiba is chayev adam leharos es atzmo, so therefore that should apply to all achila and all shtiyah. And therefore the Rambam writes as a mitzvah namuchar, hareze meshubach, a person should have a seiba for everything, meaning for the main course, and for the appetizer, for the soup, for the dessert, all of that should be covered by Haseba. That's not the chiddush of the Maharal. Maharal's chiddush is that there is a kiyum daraisa of each kazayis amatzah, because it's all considered to be achil achas. It's true that Rambam recommends Haseba above and beyond the kazayis shamitzvah, but for a very different purpose. The Rambam writes this is true of anything that a person would eat at that particular time. So to write that that's pshat and that Rambam is difficult. Unless, perhaps, when Maharal writes v'chein pirush Rambam, Maharal is referring to another Rambam. Maybe the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam writes the following. Mitzvah seseim in HaTorah lecho matzah. The Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah daraisa tit matzah v'lel seder. And then the Rambam writes, v'misha'och al kazayis matzah, yotzi yedei chavasa. If you eat a kazayis, you are yotzi. Those two lines in the Rambam. It's a mitzvah tit matzah v'lel seder, and one who eats a kazayis is yotzi. I would have said that mitzvah is the same in our Torah, lechol, kazayis matzah. The Rambam writes it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. If you eat a kazayis yotze, maybe that phrase in the Rambam intimates this chiddush of the Levush, the chiddush of the Netziv, the chiddush of the Maharal, that even shara achilas matzah is bichlal. I had thought perhaps there's even a further Rambam. The Rambam earlier, Perakei Halacha Chaf, where the Rambam describes the need that matzah be lechem oni, as opposed to matzah ashira. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, one eats lechem oni. When is that necessary? L'chora, I would have said, the kazayis that a person is eating l'shem mitzvah, that must be lechem oni. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, heichav, the Rambam writes that it is necessary to eat lechem oni, when the Rambam writes, uv'yom rishon, the entire day of Pesach. Magid Mishnah is bothered the entire day. Doesn't mean the entire day. It means the Lel Seder. Lel Seder. That's the halacha of lechem oni. I would have argued only the single kazayis. The Rambam seems to imply that the halacha of lechem oni replies to all the achilas matzah. Perhaps that's the chiddush, the Rambam shita, that that is considered to be the expanded kiyum of berav tovah matzos. So therefore, perhaps this is the chiddush. That even though minimally all that is necessary is a kazayis, maybe all that's necessary minimally is mudagli nafik day, hitting up the dalad minim and then putting them down. Maybe all that's necessary minimally is nine kolos. But erev tochlu matzos, lekachlam lachem yom trua, maximally all of that is considered to be bichlal hamitzvah. What do you gain by this chiddush? Going back to our initial question. If, in fact, a person was already mekayim the mitzvah with the first kazayis that he eats, if a person is already mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar with the tkiyos demiyushal, so therefore, is it then possible, subsequently, after the mitzvah has been concluded, now to repeat the maisa mitzvah to gain the mitzvah min amuchar? Can you have a mitzvah muchar la'achar shekvar nigma mitzvasa? What one could suggest is the following. Perhaps in Lamdus Reb Chaim is absolutely right. When a mitzvah comes to a dead end, so that's it. So later there's no recourse of mitzvah mochar. What's unique in these cases? The mitzvah is not concluded with the kazayis rishon. That's minimally what's necessary for the obligation of matzah. But all shar achilas matzah is bichlal ha-mitzvah of berav tochlu matzos. It is all considered to be achilachas. The same is true when it comes to tkiyah shofar. The same is true when it comes to the cases of dalet minim as well. And therefore, even though it's true, a person fulfilled the mitzvah of shofar with tkiyos demiyusham, and that's why the bracha is recited then, but nonetheless, there is still that kiyum of the tkiyos, which are al seder ha-brachos. Even though it is true that a person fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah with the kazayis rishon, there is the added kiyum that the matzah is nechlas over, because that subsequent kazayis certainly is considered to be bichlal ha-mitzvah. Perhaps Reb Chaim disagreed with this Chiddush, at least when it comes to Dalaminim, and therefore Reb Chaim maintained that once your Yotze, the mitzvah's netila, there no longer is a kiyum of Hidr mitzvah. But if one assumes this Chiddush of Maral, the Chiddush Levush, Chiddush the Minchas Chinuch, perhaps even in the case of Dalaminim as well, since there is an ongoing mitzvah, it is not just simply that the mitzvah is only the initial netila, that the mitzvah is only the initial kazayis, that is what allows for subsequent maisa mitzvah in order to fulfill the mitzvah ba'ofen hamahudah, in order to fulfill the mitzvah bishlemusa. And therefore one could argue, no stira. The Rashbam writes that the ikar mitzvah of matzah is afikoman. What was the difficulty? But that Rashbam and Daftari Tessam and Beis, the first matzah has to be eaten the Tayavon, of course. That first matzah is not an Achidas HaRashus. If with the Achidas HaRashus, how is it that you recite a Birchas HaMitzvah? That Achilas Bichlal HaMitzvah. If that's true, how then are you Mekayim the mitzvah of Nechal HaSova? Because of course, the Nishla Achila as well as the subsequent Achila are all Bichlal. But Erev Tochlu Matzos. Tosus writes, it's clear that we have a problem. We have to sound the shofar kedil arves osatan. And that means that we recite a bracha. And that means we're mitkayin the mitzvah at that particular time. But nonetheless, there is recourse to blow again in order to fulfill the kiyum, which is indeed al seder habrachos. With this in mind, here Rav Weiss pointed out the chiddush, those two gersos in Rashi. The obvious kasha with that old girsa of Rashi, no, that's exactly the chiddush. Rashi writes that the ikar mitzvah of afikomen is that the main mitzvah of matzah is the achilas afikomen, which is nechal al hasova. What then was the difficulty? How is it to recite the bracha before the achila harishona? The old girsa in Rashi is holu uval l'shem chova. There the Magia changed the Rashi. What do you mean it's Bal Lifnei Chova? Rashi just said that the Matzah Shel Chova is Dafi Komen. So what does Rashi write? The Kazayis Rishon is Bal Hashem Chova? So therefore we have a different gears in Rashi that Afalpi She'ena Ba L'Shem Chova. No. Eino Ba L'Shem Chova. If we'll be Achilas HaRishos. So how do you recite the Bracha on that Kazayis Rishon? No, that is considered to be Baal HaShem Chova, as well as Lafikoman is Baal HaShem Chova. Rashi writes the Nishla Achila as all Lafikoman, Shneim Rabbein L'Shem Chova. And if in fact you will ask, how then is it possible, if Kfar Yatzi Rechovasa, to gain that later Kiyum of Nechal HaSova, the answer is that no, that each Kazayis, every Achila, that is considered to be Bichlal HaMitzvah, that despite the fact that we were Yotze Berav Toch L'Matzos, a subsequent Achia, Dumya de Karban Pesach, Nechal HaSova, can be attained. Even though Midah Be'Nafik Be'i, nonetheless one can subsequently be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Dalet Minim. Even though one is Yotze Midaraisa with Tkiyos Demiyushav, nonetheless the recourse to allow for the Tkiyos Demiyuman, which in fact are Al Seder HaBrachos. Those are the three applications of La'achar shemile kreisa. It doesn't mean that one is considered to be a achilas rishus, another is considered to be an achilas chova, shnehem bichlal ha-mitzvah. In that chiddush that is mentioned, the levush and maral and chasmina suggest so meduyak in the way the Torah presents these mitzvahs. Not merely that one is to perform the mitzvah in a minimal fashion, and that is all the Torah requires. Every mitzvah has a minimal shiur, but rather the mitzvah in its most expansive form, all of that is considered to be bichlal ha-mitzvah. Not only is it no shailuv baltosif, all of that is considered to be bichlal ha-mitzvah. And therefore one understands that each kazayis is part of the kiyuma of berav toch l'matzos, and subsequent netilah is considered to be part of ulekachtem lachem. And subsequent shofar is considered to be the kiyum of shofar aseder habrachos, even if one should maintain that minimally kfar yatzi dechavasa basias hamitzvah at the initial point when the mitzvah in fact is done. That b'chor is the chiddush of the Gemara of the Achar Shemilei Kreisa. That's the application of Tosos to Kazayis Rishon Kazayis Achron, and that is the further Chiddush of Tosfos, that this is used to understand the relationship of Tkiyos Demiyumad and Tkiyos Demiyushov. And therefore, with that, one can resolve that apparent contradiction in the Rashbam, that apparent contradiction in Tosfos regarding the mitzvah of Tkiyos Shofar, and therefore we understand again this Chiddush within the Rambam Shita as well, how it's possible to have various points, various Chalkei HaMitzvah, and perhaps the Chiddush the Rambam, even when it comes to Lechem Oni, not limited merely to Gezayis Rishon, but applies even to the other instances as well. And therefore, even if one would argue in principle, in Lamdus, that when a mitzvah has been concluded, no doubt, then generally speaking, there is no extra recourse in order to repeat a mitzvah which one was already yotzei. But here, if midaraisa, there is an ongoing kiyum of the mitzvah l'shemusa, so therefore a person is afforded that opportunity, even with subsequent achila, or subsequent kiyos, in order to fulfill the mitzvah l'shemusa as well.